Priscilla Smith is covering the meeting for us. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. I'm pleased to hear that this meeting will proceed. Obviously, the sun's shining. Fair bit of wet weather over the weekend. Fell at Grafton, but should be safe racing conditions throughout the day.
All right. Now, the first day today, we put out two Lord of the Dreams and five Final Hit. Six, The Bag is 240. Number seven, Betty Good, 420. For Arcola, $5. Eight, Jane of Steel, 650. Number three, Taken In, 850. Nine, Sea Route, 10. And one, Jack of Spades, 34.
Yeah, unfortunately, a few scratchings throughout the day, which has hampered the field sizes here. But I've gone in the way of six, seven, eight, and four. I'm with The Bag on top. I know he's had a number of chances to break through, but he's only had the two runs to the new yard, which has been this preparation. He finished third at Tamworth, first up on a soft track. He was then 3 weeks between the runs. He led them up at Gunnedah and was just found wanting over the concluding stages. He stuck on for second. He was beaten the 2.4 length. Now, he is the 57 days between the runs. He's been in on a number of occasions and the races have been abandoned. But he's been on a heavy track three times for two placings and he's drawn to get a nice run. The seven in Betty Good. She's resuming. She's been off the scene for 151 days. She gets her blinkers on for the first time. She is trained on track and wasn't far away in her first campaign. The eight in Jane of Steel. She had plenty of excuses last start. She was first up at Grafton over the 1,000 metres. I think she'll appreciate getting a toe in the ground today and she seems to save her best for the Grafton circuit. And the four in Arcola. He'd been off the scene for quite some time. I thought he ran well first up. He was then 24 days between the runs. A little bit plain last time out, but he got up onto the heels of the 800 metres, and then he didn't have the best of luck in the straight. He drops the 5.5 kilos with the claim, so he can certainly improve. 6, 7, 8, and 4.
Race 2, scratch 1, I Am Impressed. 2, Tycho Boom. 3, Camillo. 5, Cool Prince. And 9, My Ambler. 6, Blinkinardi, $3. 4, Malmusa, $3.30. 7, Morning Fair, $5. 10, Ponzi, $5. 8, Tia Tirade, $7. On paper, this looks like a very open race.
It certainly is. I'm happy to stick with the 4 here in Malmusa. I just think she's absolutely flying this preparation. She's won 2 from 4. She was disappointing first up, but she just never got a crack at them. She was then deserving of the win at Coffs Harbour. There's only 1.3 behind them at Ballina, behind Ready for Danger, who's since gone on to win. And then last start, got the job done at Lismore. She does go up the 2 kilos. I don't really think that will affect her. She's never been tested on a heavy track, but she's been on a soft track for a placing. So I think that's good enough for this afternoon. The 7 in Morning Fair, he's had the benefit of the two runs back. He showed nice improvement last start at Port Macquarie, where he finished third. Been a couple of horses come through that race. He drops the 5.5 kilos. He's placed on a heavy track and he's placed at Grafton. I feel his best work was late last time out, so getting to the 1,400 metres should really suit him. The 18, Tio Toriate, she's raced a little keen at her first two runs back this preparation. She drops the 3 kilos. She's placed the 3 from 8 on a home track and drawing the inside, she should get the perfect run in the race in a small field. And the 6 in Blinking Arty, certainly no knock on him. I feel he was very impressive to win last start. That was over the 1,300 metres at Taree. Never really looked to be travelling like the winner, but he got up over the concluding stages. He's 29 days between the runs. He's yet to be tested in the wet track, but perhaps a small field can suit him here. He's racing well, and he's a progressive three-year-old. 4, 7, 8, and 6.
Now, the next, we pull out 1 Bold Temptation, 3 Press Reset, 5 Tough One, 6 Clearfield, and 14 Skill Set. 7 Fun For Me is $1.60, 12 Solar Lady, $5, 13 Dramatic Moments, $5.50, 4 Sapper Tom, $11, 2 Lord Morpheus, $14, 8 Lady Casey, $17, 10 Dorina, $26, and then we've got 9 Lucy John, 11 Oakville Actress at $51.
Yeah, she's getting fairly short now, the 7 Fun For Me, but she looks to find the right race. I thought she was pretty terrible first up at the Gold Coast over the 1,100 metres. She was beaten somewhat 11.7 lengths there, but they put the blinkers on her last start at Lismore. She had to go back from the bad barrier, but she made nice ground late in the piece behind the stablemate in Call the Coppers. She was only beaten the 3.6 lengths into fourth. She's improving all the time, and I think she's set to peak third up. She's placed a 3 from 10, and 2 of them have been on rain-affected track. So she looks to find a nice race. I know she's drawn a little bit tricky, but perhaps today, the way the track is, that may not be too much of a concern. The 12 in Solar Lady run a nice race first up at Ballina. She was beaten the 3 lengths into fourth. She gets a tongue control bit on for the first time. Fitness-wise, she should take a fair bit of improvement. 13 in Dramatic Moments. He's my big watch in the race. He's a beautiful-looking colt. Just a bit much for him on debut at Lismore. He raced green. He covered ground in the run. He was only beaten the 7 lengths. He's since gone back and had a nice soft trial at Coffs Harbour over the 800 metres. That was on Friday, and he just wasn't asked for too much of an effort. So perhaps he'll be another one that's suited stepping up in Journey today. And the 4 in Snapper Tom, you can offer excuses for him. He's 2 runs back from a break. He was placed at Ballina before the break last preparation. He's got to carry the 59 kilos, and he's not an overly big guy, but he's been racing thereabouts. 7, 12, 13 and 4 for me in race 3.
All right, the 4th, the 3-year-old Maiden, 1 Corsadoro, 3 American Enemy, number 8 Redraw, 9 Cosmic View, 11 JLA, 13 Silver Swiss and 15 Dramatic Moments out. Now, 7 Invincible Tammy, $1.80, 2 its relative, $4. 4 Tusker Time at 6, 5 The Ridge, $6.50. 6 Backhouse Philly, 17. Then 12 Lenny Let Loose, 14 Valley Royal, and 10 Against the Clock, 34.
I've got her on top, the 7 here in Invincible Tammy, although I do feel she's probably a little bit vulnerable, the 1,200 metres on a heavy track. She's been costly for punters. She's doing nothing wrong. She's placed a 3 from 4. She just keeps running into a couple better than her. She led them up at Mwulumbah last start. Looked like she had the race won to bits, and she was just run down over the concluding stages, beaten a length there. She's on the weak back up. She goes up 1.5 kilos. Another one that's yet to be tested in the wet conditions, but she is trained on track. She makes her own luck up on the speed, and she's certainly deserving of a win. The 2 in Its Relative is resuming from a break. Has been off the scene for 211 days. Only had the 1 career start last preparation. That was on a heavy 8 at Armidale, which is his home track. He certainly wasn't a scrape. There's been a fair bit of form come out of that race. That was behind Mr. Grumpy on that occasion. He finished 4th. He's drawn the inside. He's a gelding this time in, and he gets a tongue tie on for the first time. I think it will be important to see how he does parade, but if he's up to the mark, he can run well. 4 in Tusker Time, made nice improvement. Last start at Grafton, had a lovely run in behind the leaders. Tried hard, beaten 1.5 lengths. 3 weeks between the runs, but I think getting to the 1,200 is more to his liking. And the 5 in the Ridge, I don't know what happened to him first up at Ballina, but he's a little bit disappointing in the run home, but perhaps he'll come on for that. 7, 2, 4 and 5.
Now the next we pull out 2 As You Would, 3 Like a Celebre, number 4 Manic, 7 Floriana and 11 Common People. 1 Motivate, 260, 10 Red Deck, 390, 8 Noble Ethics, 550, 9 Mia Sorella, 550, 6 Sky Classic at 6 and 5 Murderous at $9. And again, nearly everything give it a bit of a chance, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly. You can make a case for a number of these runners, but I have stuck with the toppy here in Motivate. I've actually made him one of my best bets of the day. He's only had the 2 runs for the Warren Gavinlock stable, and he's been runner-up on both occasions. He went to Ballina first up, where he just got back. He was making nice ground between runners, but wasn't having a lot of galloping room. And just like the way he's finished off, he then just found one better in Tycho Boom last start at Grafton. Once again, he settled out the back. He was slightly held up, but he charged late to be beaten 0.2 of a length. She goes up the 3 kilos. Her only win was on a soft track, so I think she'll handle the conditions okay today, and I think she's set to peak 3rd up. The 10 in Red Deck, I think, is the obvious danger. She went to the Gold Coast first up over the 1,400 metres. That was in midweek grade, beaten the 2.5 lengths. She should be fitter for that effort. Probably the only slight concern is that she's the 1,400 back to the 1,100 metres, but she's been kept fresh with the 27 days between the runs. The 6 in Sky Classic, she's doing a terrific job this campaign. She was a winner at Mwulumbah over the 1,000 metres first up. She was then narrowly beaten at Grafton. Then maybe just last start on the firmer surface at the Gold Coast, she just never stretched out. She gets a tongue tie on for the first time, consistent mare, racing well, and I think she'll appreciate getting a toe in the ground. And just a bit of a watch around the 8 here in Noble Ethics, resuming no barrier trial to go off, but was placed on a heavy track last preparation. 1, 10, 6 and 8.
All right, the next put out 2 Arabian Dancer, 3 Dr. Zed, 6 Bowie's Boy, 9 Le Coronamont, number 11 Deep Chartreuse, and 13 One More Two Less. Now 12 Midweek Hustler, 260, 1 Super Shoes, $4.20. 14 The Optimist is $5.50. 7 Chiquita, $6. Number 4 Paco Express, $8.50. 8 Yabaloo Lad at 12 with number 10 T Lexus, and 5 Rage Against, $21.
He's a promising 3-year-old midweek hustler. We've only seen him at the races on 3 occasions. He went to the Gold Coast on debut last preparation. He just found that 900 metres way too short. He was green. He was held up. You can offer excuses for him there. He was then deserving of the win at Grafton over the 1,100 metres. Similar once again, he got back and made nice ground late. He then backed up a week later in the 2-year-old plate where he wasn't a disgrace behind Victorum, who looks a promising young horse on the way up. He was beaten a 3 lengths into 4th. They ticked him out. He's been off the scene for 96 days, and he's had one nice trial. That was at Grafton on the 26th of September there. So he was settled midfield, which was nice to see him settle a little closer than we have seen in his previous race starts, and extended quite nicely. Untried in the wet, but I think he's a lightly framed little guy. He should get through it fairly good, I would think. I put the danger as the toppy in Super Shoes. He's had the benefit of the 2 trials. He was also coming out of the same trial as Midweek Hustler. He gets a claim today. Last preparation, he was a winner at the Gold Coast. That was over the 1,100 metres. I think he's coming back in really good order, and he's been well prepped up for this with those 2 trials. The 7 in Jakuta, probably got the best wet track form in the race. He goes up the 5 kilos from his effort at the Gold Coast last start. I thought he was a little plain over the 1,200, but I think getting back to a short course will suit him. He did run well at Grafton 2 starts ago behind Siroc and Lad. He gets the blinkers back on. He can run well from a good gate. And the 14 in the Optimist, they tried him over the 1,400 metres last start. I thought he was a little bit plain in the run home. Perhaps he's a horse that always looks like he wants further, but better suited to the shorter courses with a bit more speed injected into the race. They put the blinkers back on him today with half over the limit.
Now, the next, which is race number 7, we scratch 1 Tyrannize, 4 Waterboy, 6 Safety Peg, 8 Monday's Expert, 10 CD Prince, 12 Thundering Heart, and 13 Traconi. Here, 5 The Independent, $3.70, 2 Fast Lad, $5, 11 Gotta Keep the Faith at 5, 3 Gold for Kev at 6, along with 9 Punt on Bernardini, 7 Callers Premier, $6.50, and 14 Hidden Rock, $9.50. Incredibly, a lot of scratchings, not big fields, but by gee, they're not easy.
No, they certainly aren't, actually, and the scratchings have made things are quite interesting throughout the day. I'm taking the gamble here with the 9 in Punt on Bernardini, 9, 2, 7, and 5. He was a former Victorian. He's had one run for the Scott Dixon Yard. That wasn't Maury. Now, it was back on early September. He was beaten the 1.6 length behind Blinken's Fast. He got back. He raced a little green his first way in our way of going. He gets the winkers on for the first time. Probably the slight concern is the fact that he's never won over the 1,200 metres. He's a better 14 to the 1,800 metre horse, but he's been in on a number of occasions, like a couple of these other runners, and the races have been abandoned. So that's the reason for his 44 days between the runs. He is a winner on a heavy track. So at least with him, you're pretty much guaranteed he'll get through it. The 2 in Fast Lad, he's very consistent. He loves the Grafton circuit. He's resuming. He's been off the scene for 176 days. He's run well fresh. He gets claim from the inside, and he's placed the 2 from 2 on a heavy track. The 7 in Callas Premier, not really a 1,200 metre horse. All the wins have been over the 16 in 1,700 metres, but she loves a heavy track. She's placed at Grafton in the past. I think if she's anywhere near right, she'll probably get back and get home. And the 5 in the Independent, another one that's been off the scene for 91 days. Drawn well, is a winner at Grafton, and is a winner on a heavy track. I will appreciate the claim for Jackson Murphy because he's not an overly big guy. 9, 2, 7, and 5 in a very tricky race.
And the last, put out 1 Fries Mahal, 2 I'll Miss You, 6 Clunes Rocket, 7 Surf Coast, 8 Napashini, and 12 Candlelight. Now, 9 Royal Roulette is $3.80, 5 Melted Moments, $4, 10 Stella's Chance, $4.40, 11 Light Motion, $4.80, 3 Backhouse Billy, $6.50, 13 Mexican Mountain, $8, and 4 Prince Albert, $13.
9, 5, 3, and 11. I am with the 9 here in Royal Roulette. On the quick backup from Grafton, from Coffs Harbour, should I say, on Friday. He said the benefit of the 3 runs back. He rolled forward to sit outside the leader at Coffs Harbour, was only beaten the 1.8 length. That was over the mile. Prior to that, he ran at Doomben on a very heavy track, and he just had to do a fair bit of work early in the piece. Obviously, this is an easier assignment today. And dropping the 5 kilos off his run at Friday certainly must be respected from a good gate and obviously better for the run over the 1,700. The 5 in Melted Moments, he's a little guy that doesn't jump out at you in the yard, but he's racing well. He's won 2 of his past 3, including last start at Gunnedah over the 1,600 metres. He was in behind the leaders. He raced a little fierce in the middle stages. He wanted to lay out across the horse in front of his heels. He goes up the 4.5 kilos, but he's placed a 3 from 7 at Grafton. He's placed a 2 from 2 on a heavy track. So that should give you a bit of confidence leading into the last. The 3 in and Backhouse Billy, I think he just found a couple better for him first up. He did go first up 1,500 metres at Port Macquarie over their Cup Carnival. The track was racing, mainly suiting horses up on the speed, and this guy settled midfield, but I thought he chipped away okay. All 3 of his wins have been at Grafton over this type of a trip. He's placed second up, and they've put the nose roll on him for the first time. So interesting gear change with him, but I think he's an obvious big improver off his first up run. And the 11 in Light Motion. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's never far away. He's a winner on a heavy track. He'll only carry the 51.5 kilos. He's a back marker that will need luck in the run home, but his general pattern is get back. They wind him up from the 700 metres. He's a fit horse in the race, so the vulnerable late in the piece is to get back and run on horse. 9, 5, 3, and 11.
All right, Priscilla, what do you like? Can you find a good thing?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit tricky, obviously, with a few of these getting quite short in the market, but I'm just going to take the gamble with the race 5, number 1 in Motivate, yet to win on a heavy track. But I think her first 2 runs have held plenty of merit. And I think if she gets through the conditions, she'll be very hard to beat.
Good on you, Priscilla. We'll look forward to hearing your late mail throughout the day.
Thanks, Sean.
Priscilla Smith looking at Grafton for us today.